Proclamation number 6607 of 27th of July, 1956. Confessing before the world. If you represent me before the world, I will confess you before my Father. I spoke these words as the man Jesus to my disciples and thus to all people, because all my words applied to the whole of humanity, because all my words belonged to the divine teaching of love which I wanted to be proclaimed amongst all peoples. And precisely these words are to be valued usually because they impose an obligation on you humans. Not only should you believe in me yourselves, but you should also profess your faith to your fellow human beings. You shall confess me before the world. You should therefore stand up for my name before the whole world. Only then will you be accepted by me, the Father, as I have promised you. Thus I am not content with you inwardly believing in me, with you not doubting me in my act of salvation, with you perhaps also calling upon me to forgive your sins, for I require a living faith in me. And a living faith cannot help but represent me before the world, for as soon as the human being has a living faith, he will be driven from within to constantly remember me in Jesus, and then his mouth will not be able to remain silent either. He will overflow with inner gratitude and love for me, who accomplished the act of salvation in the human being Jesus in order to save you humans from the night of sin. And I knew very well why I spoke these words, for I knew about the great spiritual adversity which comes upon all people who do not recognize and acknowledge Jesus Christ. And in this adversity people have to take care of them in order to help them to believe in Jesus Christ. And for this it is necessary that they proclaim me, that they confess me in Jesus and now also loudly bear witness to me and my name. What a person experiences inwardly, what moves him mentally, is not known to his fellow human being. He must be quite obviously pointed to the divine Redeemer, and this can best be done through the testimony of love of those who have found him and who now prove their living faith in me by speaking of my work of mercy. That they openly stand up for me in my name in front of all people, that they praise my name and describe themselves as followers of Jesus Christ and also try to win fellow human beings for me. People walk on this earth in order to finally find liberation from the material form. But no matter how they change on earth, it cannot lead to the aim without the divine Redeemer Jesus Christ, because I accomplished the work of redemption in him, and therefore everyone who wants to be redeemed from his bondage has to turn to me myself and Jesus Christ. Anyone who is truly liberated, who has found redemption through him, also praises his name aloud. He will only ever speak of him in his immeasurable act of love. He cannot help but mention his name aloud, for all bonds have fallen off him. He is free from adversarial power. He has given himself to me in Jesus Christ, and such an act of transformation is not carried out silently and secretly. It is recognizable to all fellow human beings. For the mouth is not silent where the heart is filled with the love and grace of Jesus Christ, and thus the human being confesses him before all the world as his Savior and Redeemer, and he also seeks to lead his fellow human beings to him. He does not deny him even if he himself is threatened by danger, because he knows that every danger can be averted by the one who has power over heaven and earth, whose breath is sufficient to destroy everything, just as his will is sufficient to resurrect what had already fallen prey to death. And he who has been raised to life does not fear death either. He will also stand up for me in my name when the final decision is demanded. Yet he will do it out of love for me, and therefore I will accept him because he confesses me before all the world. Amen.